Any type of a food that's edible for an animal, if you want to cut it down to size, there's no risk of tikkun mun. It's not called you're making a new kli. For sure, it's like that. You could take your bread and cut it down to any size you want. You get to make it to take a tomato and cut it into a square, whatever you want. There's no risk of tikkun mun. Since chiddush is even echle beim rosal, even though like grass or things you give the animal, if it's already cut off from before yomtiv, it's already tolish. Now you just want to cut it down to the right size. There's no risk of tikkun mun. Saying it looks like you're making a kli on yomtiv. So Rashi echle beim means we're going kash by straw. The yole kanim of the leaves ain't demishum tikkun kli. Omuta liktoim, you could cut them down. Volasake and kash shall shibolim b'shabbos lach tashinov. You're allowed to cut down the straw even on Shabbos in order to use like a toothpick. Whereas even though now you're making a toothpick, let's say you're making a kli, no. Since it's food that the animals could use, it's not called tikkun mana. On food, there's no way tikkun mana. Eistar Rav Kana Rav Yudah. So if you kind of have a kasha, it's Rav Yudah. Says now Mishnah, Stam Mitzvah, Mitaltlim Atzei B'Samim L'Riach Ben. You're allowed to move around the B'Samim that smell, or spices that smell well. Loreach ben, in order to smell from it, you're allowed to. Ulohaniyav ben l'chol, who then you could use like a fan to blow onto a sick person. Rashi mishum havol, it's very hot. You could use lohanif like a fan to fan the sick person. Umoylo, you could even rub the atzei b'samin. Umareach boy, and then smell it. Abavolo yikot menol areach boy. But it says you're not allowed to cut the atzei b'samin. Even though it's already cut off, it's not attached to the ground anymore. You have a nice long stalk of this atzei b'samin. You're not allowed to cut it now in order to make the smell come out. Like when you have the smelling sticks, like if you cut it, more smell will come out. That you can't do. The imkotmoi, let's say you did cut it in half. Potter avalosa. It's only yosim midirabonin. Potter means midiraisim. It's potter avalosa midirabonin. What about lachtos b'shinov? Let's say the reason why you cut in two, you had this atzei b'samin, you had this wood that smells good. Again, it could be myrtle leaves. Again, it's not attached to the ground. It was cut off already before Yom Tov. But it was a long stick. And now you want to cut it into two in Yom Tov for Shabbos. And for the purpose of lachtos b'shinov, in order to use it for a toothpick, clean out your teeth, is lo yukat menu. You're not allowed to cut it for that purpose. V'yim kotmoi, let's say you did cut it for that purpose. You know the locher is chayiv chatis. There's a chayiv chatis involved. So the Chur, what do we see here? That even though the satsei b'samim and stomach could be used for an animal, and still you see if you cut it, yechayiv chatis. And before we said, oichel behema, there's no whistle altogether. So that's the kasha. So Gemara says, omalei, hash, the potter, ravalos, the kasha, like, yes, can be a very, very good question. Madach, if you just would have found the case that says it's osur, midirabonin, it would be kasha, because I said it's mutter. Chayiv chatis miboyi. Now that you found the brayso that says it's mamash chayiv chatis, if you do it, like for sure it's a kasher on me. Like I just got finished saying any oichel behema, any type of sticks that animal could eat, it's no issa tikkun mana. You could cut it down to size. And here it says it's atzei b'samin. You're not allowed to cut it down to size. So Moritz is like this. Ela ki tanya hi. That the brayso says yichayiv the kashin when they're still hard. So Rashi learns. The stam kashmis are very hard. They're not edible for an animal. An animal can't eat it. But since the animal can't eat it right now, it's not called eichle behema. Therefore, you're chayiv. If on such a case, if you cut it down to size, to use for toothpick, you'll be chayiv on Shabbos. For the Gemara question, if they're very hard, the name malilinu. Like the Brisa says, you're allowed to rub it in your hands to make the smell come out. For the Gemara, if it's very hard, like you can't rub these things. Rubbing only helps if it's a soft thing, but not if it's hard. So my answer is chasure nechzu. Something is missing here. Vachi ketoni. This is the way it should be learned. Moilaloi umariach boy. You're allowed to rub these atzei b'samim and smell it. Koitimoi umariach boy. You're also allowed to cut it into two. Again, where these atzei b'samim was already cut off before Yom Tov. It's not growing anymore. Just it was a long stick. Now you want to cut it in order to make it smell better. You're allowed to do that on Yom Tov. Or even Shabbos. When was this said? Barakin. Only when it's soft. Because soft wood, you could give this to animals to eat. So since it's Eichel Beimo, there's no way to pick in mana. Abo, the Koshin, Mashenkin, when the hard sticks, lo you cut menu. Then you're not allowed to cut at all. The Imkotmo, if you cut it, Potter Avalosa. Midrabbanan it's also, it's like nearer to Masakin, if you're cutting it right now to make it smell good. Lachzas Bashinov, let's say your mom is doing it to make it into a kli now, like your purpose now is to cut it down to make it into a toothpick, and lo you cut the menu, here you're not allowed to cut it down on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. V'yim kotmai, let's say you do cut it down, the lachar is chayim chatis. So mel is good, it says clearly, this brice that says chayim chatis, no, that's cool, you made a kli, you made a toothpick now on Shabbos. Before it was just a long piece of stick, and now you cut it down to size on Shabbos, that would be osur. And it's even osur midiraisa. Before we said it's mutter, so that's a teretz. Where it's a soft piece of stick, so that the animals can eat it, there's no way to take in mona. But where it's a hard piece of stick that it can't be used by the animals, then pack it's osur. And if you stop cutting it in half to make it smell good, it's only osur midirabonin. If you cut it down to size to make it into a toothpick, you're making a kli out of it, it's mamish nisa midiraisa. Now, Tony Chode, one brice that says, "Koit moi, you're allowed to cut in half. If you have this atse besomim, you have good smelling stuff, you're allowed to cut it in half. Or mareach, but you can smell it. But Tani Yiduch, another brice to learn, lo yikut menu, you're not allowed to cut it in half, lo reach, but in order to make it smell good. So, Amarab Zeru, Amarab Chizu Lakash, there's no steer like we just learned. Or Beraki no Bekoshin. Where it's soft sticks that the animals could eat it, then we say it's mutter, like we had before. Oichla Behema ain't ben mishrum tikkun kli. But here the question, when it's a hard stick, it's not edible by the animals, then there would be an iser of tikkun mona, or even be yosim with the rice if you're making a toothpick out of it. Maskiv lo ravachor by Yaakov. So Yaakov asked the question. The question on my loy. He asked the question, why not? What's wrong if it's hard? Why can't you cut down a hard stick? So Rashi learns, the question on my loy la reach boy. Why can't you cut it in half just to make it smell good? Like you're not making a kli out of it. You're just cutting it in half. Fish time, if you make it down to size into a small piece to use for toothpick, you can hear then you're making something on Shabbos, that should be yosa. But just to cut it in half, it's not attached to the ground anymore, so why can't you cut this atse besom in half to make it smell glorious, boy? Me goes the rabbonim kishay miskavon, the kli yotem miskavon, but did the rabbonim make a zero? When you're not mechavon to make a kli, maybe you will come to make a kli. So he asked the question, if so, maishno mihodet nan, why is it different than this that we learned the Mishnah in Shabbos? That a person's allowed to break open a barrel. If you have a barrel of wine inside it, or we'll see grapes, or we'll see a grape with dates inside it, is you're allowed to break open the barrel in order to take out the grapes, dried out dates. You're allowed to break it open. It's only muti if you don't have intentions of making a kli out of it. You have a closed barrel now. See if you're going to make a nice round hole that you can use to take out and put in. That's called you're making a kli. Now you're making this barrel into a nice sprout like, that would be also to do. But if you're not making a nice sprout, you're just breaking it, like to break open the kli, that's mutter to do on Yom Tov, or on Shabbos even. So why don't we say, here also, you just want to cut the stick in half to make it smell good, why should it be also with Rabbanim? So you want to tell me, because Rabbanim were afraid if you cut it in half, maybe you come to have in mind to make a kli out of it. So here also, how are you allowed to break open this barrel to get the food out? Why aren't we afraid maybe you can have in mind to make a nice Pesach, a nice opening, and that would be also. Vayta v'yoyd, another kasha, horova baravada, v'rovin baravada, the armor tavaya, they both say, ki evinim by Rav Yehuda, when we were by Rav Yehuda, have a mafashich v'yoyiv lon alusa lusa. You used to cut off a branch, like a branch that was cut off from before, it wasn't attached to the ground, to the tree. You had a big branch that was broken off the tree already, and now we cut off sticks from it. Having a fashion, like cut off sticks from the branch, for Yoivon Alusa Lusa, and he gave us a piece of the stick. Afagav the Chazio Lekitzo de Nargo. Even though each stick was really fit, it was very good wood, it was fit to be the handle of a hammer, or the handle of a knife. So you see, he was cutting off the wood, and we don't make the gzera that maybe you'd cut it off almanas to make a handle. Like if you would cut this wood off the branch almanas to use it for a handle of a hammer, that would be called making a kli. That should be usher on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Here he didn't make the gzera, he let them cut off the piece of wood, and he didn't make any gzera. So it's a kasher by us. Why do we say you can't cut the atzim b'samim in here? What's wrong? Why should you be making gzeirah here? Maybe you come to make a kli, and in these two cases, we don't make these gzeirahs. Yeah. So this is Lakash, there's no stira. I tell you, if we make these gzeiros or not, not to cut something, a gzeiros, maybe you come to make a kli out of it. The Tanya will not like this. Rabbi Elazar Reimer, Noitel Odom Kisa Mishlafon. If a person is allowed to take a piece of stick that's in front of him, Lachsa's machine, like he had on our Mishnah, you're allowed to use it for a toothpick. The Chom Marim, the Chom say, Lo Yitol. You're not allowed to take it. Only from the corral of an animal, that you're allowed to. Means the food that the animals use to eat, that's mucha l'chol tzorach, that's prepared for any purpose you want. But regular wood, since regular wood, the purpose of it is to use to build kelim with it, this is the famous Rashi here, that that's the reason why wood you're only allowed to use for asaka, for burning purposes. Because if you don't want to use yud for burning, the other purpose that wood is aimed for is to build. You build chairs, you build tables, you build things with it. And you're not allowed to build on yom tif. Therefore, it's like these wood is set aside the davar muksa. It's muksa. So for any other purpose, you're not allowed to use the wood. You're only for the purpose of burning it. So therefore here, if this sticks, you can't use it even to make a toothpick out of it. But according to Reb Lezer, though, you see, you are allowed to. So, kids, according to Reb Lezer, we don't make the gzeiros. Maybe you cut it down to size. And according to Rabbanan, we do make the gzeiros. Vayitzi v'shavin, they're both moide, though. V'shavin, they're both moide, both Reb Lezer and Nechama, both moide v'shavin, shlo you cut menu, you can't cut it to size. V'yin kot moi lachtus v'ashino v'lefeich v'yisadelis, v'shoigeg v'shavis chayin chattis, v'mezit v'yom tosefik yesaboyim. Divi Rebbe Lezer, this is what Rebbe Lezer holds. This is the Raya. Rebbe Lezer holds, if you cut down these sticks for the purpose of making a toothpick out of it, because before Rebbe Lezer says, the stick itself you're allowed to use the way it is right now, if you find small sticks, you can use them as toothpicks, because you're not doing anything to it. But if you want to take these sticks and cut it down to size to make it fit to be used for toothpick, he holds that saucer. And if you do it on Shabbos, Shemamish, Chayit Chattah, no, it's an Issa Diraisa. And you do it on Mezid, on Yom Tov, you only chayiv malchus, because there's only a lav by Yom Tov. That's what Rebbe Lezer holds. For the Chachamim, Marim Nechom say, Echod ze, v'yechod ze, ein lo yelim ishum shvus. No, whether you do it on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, it's only Yosem and Rabbonim. If you take the stick and mamash cut it down to size to make it into a toothpick, it's only Yosem and Rabbonim. So more something like this. Rebbe Lezer, dikom hosom chayiv chatis. Rebbe Lezer, it says, if your mamash cut it down to size to make it into a toothpick, that's called tikkun mona. Midyareis, it's called you're building something, you're making a kli. Hachapot lablosa. Therefore, now a case is you're not allowed to even cut it lareach boy. You can't cut the stick in half just for the purpose of smelling it. Because we make the gzera, you're cutting it now for the purpose of smelling it. Satsa b'samim. But we're afraid maybe when you cut it, you cut it down to size to make it into a toothpick, which would be yosem midyareisa. So since according to Rebbe Lezer, there's an issur midyareisa in cutting it down to the size of a toothpick, we make gzeira, don't cut wood at all, even though you only want to do it to make it smell good. Mashenkin, Rabbonin, the Ka'amri Hossam, Potlav Osor, the Rabbonin that say, even when you cut the stick down to size to make it into a toothpick, it's not really called binyan, it's only Yosem, the Rabbonin, and Rashi says, Enuel Mishum Shvus, Rashi learns, the Ktima Tikkun Kalachayadu. This ktima, that you're cutting the stick down to size, is not a real tikkun. It's not really making a kli out of it. It's called kalacha yad. In other words, that's not really the way you do it. The way you make a good toothpick is the time you take a saw, you take a good knife and cut it down. Stam with your hands to cut it into two, that's called kalacha yad. That's a shin. It's not the normal way of doing it. For lo tikkun ma'ayuhu, halim kei mechatzchoy mechasak mebesakin. So now that's the rabbonin shita. Rabbonin shita is even when you go the favorite to cut it down to size, there's no issur d'oraisa. So therefore, according to Chum, the pshat will be hocha mutlach atchila. So in our case, when you have this atze b'samin, and all you want to do is cut it in half, not to make it into a kli, but just purely to smell it, will be mutlach atchila. We don't make it gzeira. Because even if you would come to cut it down to size to make it into toothpick, you're still not doing any issur. It's only yosem of the rabbonin. So like gzeira, we don't make. So therefore, the brisa that says you're allowed to cut it down to smell it, that goes according to Rabbanan Shita. And here also, the other mice of Rabbi Yehuda, that used to cut off the branches, Valusa Lusa, he also held like that. That even if you had cut it down to size, it would only be awesome with Rabbanan. So now that you're not cutting it down to size, it's mutla kachila. For the Gemara of Valestra, the Rabbeleza, hod it nan. According to Rabbeleza, Now, Rav Lezer holds with saying now next gzeira that you can't cut it in half because maybe you come to make it into the size of a kli. So, if so, how does Rav Lezer argue on the Mishnah and Shabbos? For lesser, Rav Lezer hold the Tanan, shoyver odem esachov yislechem imenu greigris, or bevashli yischav and lasses kli. If you have a barrel of dates and you want to break open the barrel on Shabbos to get the food out of it, the Mishnah says you're allowed to break it open. So we see we don't make gzeira. The churah should be a shalah. Why don't we make gzeira according to Rav Lezer was saying? Rav Lezer Shita is now you can't take the tatzeh b'samim and just cut it in here to smell it. That's also because it's gzeira. Maybe you cut it down to size to make a toothpick out of it, and that's also in the rice. So therefore, makes gzeira. So according to Rav Lezer, it should also be gzeira. You should not be allowed to break open this barrel to get the greatness out of it. But let's be afraid. Maybe when you break it, you'll have in mind to make a nice hole there to make a nice pesach. And if you go to make a nice pesach, that's like a binyan. So why don't we make this gzeira taka? So how come was Rav Lezer argue on the Mishnah? So Gemara says, Ki tan yohi b'mustaki. That the Mishnah over there says you're allowed to break open the barrels, that's only b'mustaki, means a broken kli that was glued together. Rashi says, b'mustaki chav yeshavura. We're talking about that barrel was already broken once. Shemadabikin shivra b'sashalait. That we glued the pieces together again. Shakur and saf. Shayst b'meno zephis. Umedavkin boy karis yecheris hanishborim kachomoli rav shmuel amechun echosem in the rav v'chivun. Now the chivun, the root, bottom line, the chivun, the rui, he, since it's a very old and broken like kli, leko lemigza bosh lo yischav unless it's kli. That's what Rashi learns. In such a kli, that's a broken kli anyway, it was just a glued together, we're not afraid now when you come to break open a hole here to get the dates out, that you'll have in mind to make a nice kli out of it. Because the broken thing, it doesn't pay. So maybe you're not going to have in mind to take a nice saw and saw a nice hole there to make a kli out of it. We're not afraid. To make a hole out of it, it's awesome. But just since it's an old kli, here we don't make gzeiros. My shaking, by taking a regular piece of wood and breaking it in half, there of less old, we do make gzeira, maybe come to make a toothpick out of it. So really, according to this Gemara, like Pasha did this Gemara, this will be the famous Heter. If you have cans, you want to open up a can on Shabbos. You have a can of tuna fish, you want to open it up on Shabbos. So that's this Gemishni of Chavis. If you have a can of something, you ought to break it open to get the food out of it. But the Chur of the Kashrut, the Gemara says it's only Mutter though, but Mustaki. That means only if it's a broken kli already. But if you have a new, fresh kli, like all our cans are something new, they're just making a kli now, so who, you wouldn't have the Heter to break it open. You have to come on to other term if you want to hold the smut to break it open. And Moshe has a Heter for it. That's a famous shayla. Some Achronim say you are allowed to break open up cans on Shabbos. Same thing for milk bottles. Some people say you are allowed to open them up, and some people say you're not allowed to. So rather, the best thing is always to do it before Shabbos. And Luis, you forgot that it's a big tzarech. You have to do it somewhere. You have a shino, like, try always to make sure that you're breaking the kli. In other words, try and open a bottom and a top together, like, so you can't really use the kli afterwards. It's only good to throw it away. Right. So according to Reb Lezer, he's making saying you're allowed to collect the chips, the wood, not only that's in front of you in your house, but even that's in the chutz, in the courtyard, also what's not called muks, it's called mukhin. Tana Rabbanu, look at the price like this. You're allowed to collect the chips that's in the chutz. Oh, madlik, and you could light it, and you could use it for burning purposes. Because anything that's in the chutz, any chips that's in the chutz, is called mukhin. Even though it's very hard to collect them, they're very small, still it's called prepared. Ubavach la yase tiburin tiburin. But for one, you should not make a lot of piles together. Don't make tiburin tiburin. That's probably too much tircha, or there it looks like you're collecting it for the weekdays. That's awesome. We have Yishimin Matim. Yishimin says even that's mutter. For my commitment, what's the machlokes? Ma'asova mechseh de kor mechanef lamocher. Tanakama says, it looks like you're collecting wood. What are you collecting so much wood for? It looks like you're going to use it tomorrow after Yontif. That's also to do. Uliyeh machrin a day afterwards. Ma'asov, Reb Shimon says, no, kibay rosoy mechachas olov. Like the pot is luchach shows. But since you have a pot of food ready to be cooked, so people now see you collecting wood, they'll know you're using it to be able to cook nicely on Yontif. Like they see you have a big shon to make. So since they see you have a big pot to cook, Mel will understand that you need a lot to use taka for yomtiv. Therefore, it's not called no gzera. It looks like you're doing l'sarachoyim. But then the Mishnah says, "Ein moitzin es ori." You're not allowed to create fire on yomtiv. You can't like hit two stones together to make sparks to make fire. My time, what's the yisa? Mishrim the komoilid biyomtiv. It's called you creating something new on yomtiv. So it doesn't say clearly if it's nisa the raisa or nisa the rabbonin. I think it's a machloike. Some achronim say it's nosim the raisa. Some say it's on yosim the rabbonin. So I call upon, like now, to strike a match on yomtiv. That's called you being moilid, you're creating something new. You're only allowed to continue a fire. Fire that's there ready, you could light it from a fire that's there ready. But not to start the fire new. You can't make red hot the tiles. My COVID, what are you doing wrong now? What's wrong making them red hot? These are the tiles you're going to use now in the oven that you'll be tzilei, you're going to roast the meat on. So what's wrong with making them red hot now on Yom Tov? My COVID, Omar Rabba Barbachona, Omar Rabbi Yechonon, Hocha Barofen Chadoshim Askinim. We're talking about brand new tiles. They weren't used yet for roasting purposes. And Mifnei Shetzorech Labotkom. Because it's like a ticket of money, you have to check them out the first time to make sure they're strong enough. They